Welcome to Sweeping the Country. I'm your host, Derek Walker. My co-host, Mr. Jimmy Carter. Happy holidays.
Well, happy holidays to you. Boy, just, you know, everybody's talking about, you know, right now the holidays, and I've been rapping today, not rapping like...
I didn't know you were, you know, a rapper.
Like a rapper, like Jay-Z. Rapping presidents. And God, it's exhausting just doing that, and I've forgotten how bad I was
at rapping.
Because that was, but, yeah. Jimmy, I got a little better as the day went on, but it was still... You know, I was very generous this year with my grandkids. I guess I feel like I'm getting older. How many more times can I do this?
Wow. Okay.
Type thing. So yeah. I was thinking, I don't know why I didn't want to think that way, but I have.
Yeah.
So I've spoiled them bad this year.
Well,
really
good.
Bad.
I mean, that's good.
The little kids anyway, that are Santa people, you know, I love all that.
Oh yeah. Well, there's,
but what a year. I mean, this year's been strange.
Agreed.
Really? Because I had planned a big trip for the summer and it got messed up, and it wasn't Ted's fault that he, you know,
yeah,
we do a boys
yeah.
trip every summer, and we couldn't do it because of his health this year. And I tried to do it by myself and I just couldn't do it more than just a couple of stops. And plus it wasn't fun being out there by myself.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So it was just kind of a blown vacation. And then the end of the year here, it's sort of been blown because I'm having to work a lot. I didn't want to punish myself because in some cases, if I'm not there, I don't get paid.
Yeah.
So I'm, I can't afford for Jimmy to have a vacation. I need to get paid.
Right.
Because I took off and went to Texas. Have we done the show?
Oh, yes.
Since?
Yeah, you
we
did.
Didn't we?
But let me just, for people that don't know, in the media business, there's a time of year when you go on vacation and that's it. You don't go in May. You don't go in July.
Generally. Yeah,
generally, it's the last week of the year and the first week
and
of the
generally
year.
Generally, the last week of the year is just like a really dead one
for
broadcasting. That's when a lot of people take off but not this year because we have some new people that we're on and it's just not working out. And I don't have anywhere I need to go, so that's fine.
Gotcha.
I can go on one or two of the days where I need to go. But it's just been a weird year. It's been a weird year politically.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, with Trump getting elected and with Elon Musk and, you know, those people coming in, and with it just seems like the Democrats, who seem like they really had the bull by the horns when the year started.
Yes, it does.
They're a dog chasing its tail in a circular firing squad right now. And the knives are out from, you know, people are doing the tell-all on Biden now. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, it just switched like
out of it
a
he's
light
been.
Switch. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, how out of it he's been, and they've kept that all, you know, to themselves, and their friends in the media have covered that up, which has cost most all the national media just about all their credibility. If they had any anyway that was left, with that coming out, they didn't do their job.
I would
Their
agree.
Job was to tell us that he was so out of it, that three people were basically his handlers. And it's bad. It
you know,
was
Jimmy,
really bad.
Not only did it cost the trust of the public, which you're right on the money with that, but it also cost that particular political party the election. Had they maybe started earlier and come to the table and said, look, we have a problem and we want to address it as a nation, because that's really the best interest of who they should have been watching out for to start with. But yeah, you're right. The media not exposing that has just buried them even deeper.
Was a major sin. I mean, it's almost an unforgivable sin because it could have cost us everything.
Yeah, you're right.
With the president of our country, and I don't care who he is, Democrat, Republican, Independent, if someone is that cognitively screwed up, a lot of people have not done their job. A lot of people.
I would agree.
The White House surgeon, I mean, that person pretty much needs to have his license pulled. Really?
Boy. I
mean,
can't
it's just
disagree.
Bad. Yeah. And, you know, and I understand people wanting to hold on to power and stuff like that.
Yeah, I get it.
No, this isn't good. And the same way with, you know, they said people have not been able, cabinet people, not been able to reach him. They claim that's not true, that he didn't start his day till the afternoon sometimes.
Yeah.
He didn't have meetings at all. I mean, they covered everything up, you know, and then they've covered up showing him just falling, like walking in the sand, which he almost can't do, and falling down. And people have, if it had been Trump or anybody on the Republican side, it would have been the front page all of the time.
Yeah.
And the fact that they pick sides like that, and that's bad.
I agree.
And now the Bidens are supposedly really mad at Pelosi, and they're mad at Obama. because Obama didn't endorse Harris for 4 or 5 days, that they just didn't, they weren't all in on this. And some people think that Joe, because, you know, he said a bunch of stuff on when he was campaigning for Harris that really hurt her.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, people calling the Republicans garbage and, you know, a number of other things that he said. It was almost like he was sabotaging
her
candidacy.
I mean, I hate to believe that, but I kind of do.
I think he was angry. I think he was thrilled when she lost.
Yeah.
I think his pride is that much. Well, if they'd have kept me in there,
I might have been able to pull it off.
If they had I'd have won. Yeah. And I don't know that that's not true.
I don't either.
I don't know if they'd have kept him if he had, may not have won.
Yeah.
Because there was, they didn't read the room right with Harris. It just wasn't the right woman at the right time.
Yeah, I agree.
It just wasn't. I think a lot of people were against it that were the, you know, the normal people that would be, you know, for that party. And that was the big story of the year. That's why Trump is the time man of the year. That was the only person that could have been man of the year.
You're right about that. And there was also a sway across the country in the last few years from, you know, from the woke culture to the non-woke side.
Oh, just in a heartbeat. Yeah.
It really did. You're right.
A light switch.
You're right. I mean, we were living.
And we're not through with it yet.
No, we're not there yet. No, we're not.
You know, and as we talk, we're trying to get a budget together because Democrats threw in a bunch of stuff as part of the negotiation, including giving themselves a raise.
Right.
And then Musk and others said something about it, and they had to pull it after they'd already agreed to it. And that's made people just, I mean, I've heard some Democrat people just angry as hornets, you know, calling him President Musk and, you know, all this kind of stuff. They're angry and they're discombobulated and they're just a mess.
Yeah, I would agree.
They're just a mess. And so we'll see where all that goes in the new year.
Mm-hmm.
And then the stock market, you know, lost 1,000 points in a day for whatever reason.
I was making so much money with Bitcoin, and all of a sudden that came back to earth. And so I thought to myself, well, I'll just leave it in there for 20 years and see what happens. I mean, it just, it's a roller coaster.
We're a roller coaster. Yes. It's just things are crazy. And then, you know, you wonder where everything is going in the new year. And certainly people, you know, this week, where everybody was in line last week about from whether it was the head of Apple to whatever, all meeting with Trump and Trudeau and all these leaders meeting with him and trying to get, you know, on the right side of things before the tariffs would come in. And,
oh, gosh.
And I hear CNN and others, they're still so angry. And instead of the stories being about, you know, this is what we can expect and how can we make things better in the country, they're all still trying to chop Trump down off the cherry tree.
Yeah, can we move
it's
this forward?
It's just all anti-Musk, anti-Trump, you know, and all that stuff.
It just, I want to move forward. I mean, sitting there and watching all of that Canadian stuff with, oh, the tariffs are coming. Well, we're not going to give energy to the United States anymore from one of the areas. The other areas, oh, no, we're not going to stop. You know, it's crazy, but can we move forward? Can the news agencies
you would think
forward?
That they would make some effort to doing that, but they, you know, then you've got the media in so many ways falling apart, particularly the national media.
That is true. Yeah.
This week, Neil Cavuto, who I liked, on CNN, former CNBC guy, he did the business thing in the afternoon.
That's
he did Fox Business, and he also did regular Fox. He did a really good show on Saturday morning. He was the only one on the network. Well, Brett Baer, it's on their national newscast at 6 Eastern, 5 Central, 4 your time. He doesn't seem to be on one, you know, he plays the middle as well as
pretty
any of the
well.
As any of the national newscasts do. Neil Cavuto was critical of everybody. You know,
he was.
He was anti-Trump for a while, and that was not popular at Fox. And a lot of people, you know, had bad things to say about him. But really good guy. He's fought cancer. He's fought multiple sclerosis.
Yeah.
And what happened here is, I think, was what happened to Hoda. Although they're never going to admit this, but this is what's happening all over the country. These high-paid anchors are being offered when their contracts are up. They're being offered a new deal at less money.
I think that's accurate, yeah.
And they're all getting less money. All these superstars, they can't afford it anymore. When you look at, like, Kelly Clarkson, her show is number one in the afternoon on the NBC-operated stations.
Yeah.
She gets $1.2, $1.3 million. That wouldn't even be worth talking about. you know, in the past.
That's
for a national rating being a one, that would be no. And they're thrilled about it. So, yeah, 1.2 million people can get you some advertising, you know, But again, what's acceptable is some big hit now. I mean, Yellowstone got 11 million or either 16, one of the other. Landman's getting 11 million, 14 million, whatever. When you add up all the different times. And or you take, you know, they can do all kinds of things with money. Those are obviously big hit shows. But if a big hit now is 10 or 11 or 12, a super hit, wow, that's a long way from where things used to be.
I would agree. I would agree. And I think that that plays across the board. And I wonder, I mean, if things are just leveling out with all the other options that are out there with your online stuff. I mean, you yourself.
Well, that's going to have to blow up, too. Because
it does,
they
but
cannot afford, Netflix can, because they are really out there where the buses don't run. It's, I mean, look at them on Christmas Day. They're doing two NFL games, and you can't get them anywhere else but Netflix.
Okay, so this is interesting that you bring that up. And I will, just a side caveat, the numbers you're throwing up there, a million people, you had a post this week. You alone had a post this week that has, it's going to hit 4 million.
Yeah, it is.
It's
4 million.
It's a single.
See, that's
picture.
Four times what Kelly Clarkson is getting.
That's what I'm saying.
For a show.
That's what I'm saying. So it's, you can't even compare that anymore. You got eyes, 4 million. Well, 8 million eyes on that picture. You know, and which is incredible. Which is way more than they're getting on those kind of things. So you see all these.
So that's where the advertising dollars have gone.
That's right. You're right, 100%.
Digital, and that's why they have now. Whether digital. I don't think, personally, that digital can sell a product as well as radio or television.
Okay.
It just can't.
I will agree with you, and I have a great example.
You just kiss it off when it's up there, if you see it at all. You can't wait to minimize it. It is an advertising unfriendly media.
Okay, so, and it's hard to pinpoint. As accurate as it is, it's also hard to pinpoint what you got out of that, unless it's a click and buy. So, for example, we had, I do some marketing on the side, and you know that, and for some major companies, and we were looking at a demographic of a purchased, I'll just say it was an online media that lets you boost your post by paying. You can pay extra.
I know. I've never done that, by the way, to get that 3 million today. I didn't pay 1 cent.
That's viral. That's what makes it so great. So as we're going through and looking at the boosts and whether they paid for themselves or not, or were they worth it and all this thing, which we really can't quantify anyway because we don't know who bought. The companies that I'm talking about don't sell things on the internet. It's just brand impression. Do they eventually come make a large purchase of your brand? And we're looking at it, and I'm looking at specific parts of the country where they spent thousands of dollars sending out advertisements on this social media site where they advertised all the way across the country, 3,000 miles away. For let's say East Coast, for a West Coast company that doesn't, you know, foster online ordering, not money well spent. A lot of people saw it. For the brand worldwide, it's great, but for the specific retailer, it doesn't help at all, you know, to have that brand impression. So what you're saying is completely accurate, and I don't know how much it pencils out. When you have a radio or TV in a given market advertising specifically to that market, yeah, maybe it does pay off. And if you have an internet focus or a online focus that advertises in that 50-mile radius where you want it, maybe that works. I don't know. But the stuff where you say, oh, 50 million people saw this ad. Yeah, but they lived in Botswana.
Yeah.
It's not helping me sell my brick-and-mortar stuff.
And it's just a complicated world that's every day. We're learning more about it, and both of us are in the middle of it.
Yeah, we are.
Trying to figure it out. But I just know that traditional media is just getting hit on the head. I mean, and these in the days of these big-time people on these national services, you know, getting, you know, a lot of money. I mean, Chris Wallace, he got boomed, you know, he got boomed from CNN because he didn't really have a show. And they weren't doing that one thing anymore because the company got bought.
Yeah.
So he was booted. And you know, they're not renewed. The contract's not renewed. And they're not fired.
No.
But they're just, when the contract is up, they offer them this, and they don't want to work for this, so they leave.
And you're right. The money just isn't there because it's been sent out to other media.
Right. And that's exactly right. It's not that they're not advertising anymore, these folks. It's just look, always just look and see who the sponsors are.
Yeah.
On your network newscast, the one that comes on in the evening, whether it comes on at 7 o'clock or 6:30 or 5:30, mm-hmm. whichever your choice is, it's all medical. It's sometimes automobiles, but it's rarely much of anything else.
Yeah, you're right.
If you want to see the good commercials like we used to have, they're still pretty much on football.
Yeah,
if
you're
right. If you watch a football game that's, you know, a bowl game or something, you're seeing the Dr. Peppers and the beer. You're seeing the traditional beverages and everything else, cars for sure.
Yeah.
You know, because they like the demo. You know, they like the number, the kind of people that are watching sports. But when you have these... I mean, Blue Bloods, what a great show, quality television,
mm-hmm.
You know, 40 minutes of content, you know, 10 minutes of commercials or probably maybe more. But people don't want to watch TV like that anymore because we've been spoiled. So I pay extra for Paramount Plus with no commercials, and I watch the FBI and FBI Most Wanted that way.
So you said something interesting. So for me, I buy the NBA, right? The NBA package so I can watch my favorite basketball team. And when we first bought it years ago, I think it was during COVID, in between the plays when they would run commercials, when they would take the TV break, they would just put a single graphic and play some music. And I paid for that. I paid $199 for the whole season, whatever. Now I've noticed both my wife and I watching the other night, we don't get that with the music anymore. We get ads, but it still costs us the same amount of money. So I'm still.
Well, NBA just did a new deal on Christmas Day. Mm-hmm. ABC and ESPN are doing 13 consecutive hours of NBA games.
Wow, interesting.
Now on the Netflix, you've got two NFL games. So those are the two sports that day.
Amazon,
so the only free sport will be on sometimes ABC.
Wow.
And Netflix, you'll have to have a subscription to watch the pro football games, and that's going to make a lot of people mad. Pittsburgh is the first one.
Oh, man, yeah.
At now, 10 o'clock your time.
So let me ask you a question. Do you think it's going, and I wish it would, I don't know if it will, do you think it's going to go the a la carte route where you just say, hey, I want to watch the Pittsburgh-Kansas City game. It's $50. That's what I'll pay.
No, but I mean, to be totally that, no. I mean, there's too much the baseball TV and all of them, all the leagues, mm-hmm. are still using some type of municipal money in these towns, you know, for stadiums and things like that.
Yeah.
And I don't think Congress allows them to be kind of a monopoly.
Mm-hmm.
And if they start screwing around with some of that stuff, and they're getting close with the NFL.
Yeah, right.
You know, they're liable to, you know, irritate Congress here. Mm-hmm. So.
Fascinating.
And speaking of that, you know, the college thing is so messed up. You know, this weekend you got playoffs and things.
Yeah.
The college kids are now basically free agents like the NFL.
They are with the
and
with
there's
the NIL
like a quarterback
money,
for Penn State, their second quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
He's left during the playoffs on NIL.
What?
How bad is that? And there are people in the middle of doing this transfer thing. They're ruining college football.
I agree.
These kids are leaving. They have no loyalty. A lot of them don't have any loyalty to the school,
mm-hmm.
and they're leaving. And they've gone 2 years. And they didn't get played enough, so they're going to some other school.
And think about it, too. I mean, you got guys like Sanders, his son, the quarterback for Colorado, right? You have a guy that makes, I think, somewhere in the neighborhood. Don't quote me on this, but I think it's around $5 million a year. Okay, he's in college. What's a first-year contract for a QB in the NFL? 900
less than that.
So you got guys like Brock Purdy who are making $900,000 a year, and you got Sanders' son making $5 million a year in the college world. It's crazy. So
it's crazy, they know that they need it. It's just I don't think they know how to get there. The head of the NCAA and the NCAA is just they don't do anything good. They do everything pretty much bad.
Mm.
The head of it got grilled in Congress this week, saying that on the subject of trans, we let trans men in the women's area, and a number of schools have not played their games because of that subject of a trans man in the women's dressing room.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Congress is drilling the NCAA, said it's a federal law, and they said no, it isn't. There is not a federal law.
Yeah,
there have been some decisions that don't count.
Mm-hmm.
So they're just doing it because they're doing it,
and
that's a subject that's going to hit the fan in 2025 too.
It's got to be addressed. There are enough collegiate sports where, I'll just say, a ladies team that's playing a team from another school that has a transgendered male player on the team that is playing, they've now forfeited their game and walked away. And, somebody's going to have to address that.
So all this stuff that's, you know, I don't know what you call it. If I don't know if that's under the woke agenda, but things like that, that I just don't, I think we're just going to see some changes. I think you're going to see a lot of things taken to court, and a lot of things are going to get bumped up because this is not good for the court system. You know, I think they've now shown in many cases, one of the reasons that Trump got elected is the people did not like the fact that different political people politicized the judicial system. You know, used the court to they were trying to take him out by way of court.
Yeah, weaponizing the Department of Justice.
Weaponizing the Department of Justice or the state one or whatever.
Yeah.
And then using juries, you know, the jury pool that was guaranteed to convict.
That's crazy.
You know, because it didn't represent your peers, that's for sure.
Yeah.
You know, in any of these places. So, you know, that didn't work out the way they wanted it to work out. So now they're still hanging this over, you know, a two-time president, you know, on some charges that who knows how that's all going to work out. But I think people are tired of that. We want to move on from that.
Yes, I agree. I'm one of them.
I wish that, you know, and if he's going to pardon a bunch of people for January 6th, that's, you know, I guess that's his right. It's like Biden's doing 1,500 people. One of them was a Chinese communist that had child porn on his computer.
Yeah.
Is one of the 1,500 that's getting paroled or their sentences commuted.
I want to ask you, I mean, you've been in this world a little longer than I have. When did that all start, and what made that all okay, and what?
The commuting thing?
Yeah, the carte blanche pardoning.
Some presidents, they could always do it, but they generally didn't do it till their last days in office. Okay. I mean, whoever you are, some did it more than others.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Clinton hit the fan with, you know, some of the people that he let go there toward the end that were, you know, a lot of people didn't like what he did on that.
Yeah, right.
And there have been some others. And then, of course, Biden commuting his son, which we knew somebody was going to do.
Yeah,
they're not going to send a president's son to some hardcore prison. Right. It just wasn't going to happen. Not if someone could stop it.
Right, and, especially a family member, right? I mean,
so honestly, you knew that wasn't going to happen.
Sure.
So people are all mad. You know, people are mad all over the place. And then this whole thing is going to hit the fan in 2025 about people working at home, the old COVID thing where you could do your work in your pajamas. Well, they say 70% or some ridiculous number like that of office space is unused in Washington, D.C. because people are working at home.
Yeah.
I know of someone this week that needed a particular person. I'm going to be very vague about this, so I won't give them up. But this person needed another government. He's a government employee.
Yeah.
Needed another government employee to do some work. Well, they couldn't do it because that person was at home on their 2 days or 3 days, however many they get a week, that they can work from home.
Yeah.
So he needed another one and another one. He finally had one that he needed that was right there in the building. But you can't get your work done because people are at home in their pajamas instead of being at work where they're needed to be. And some people now, and you've got a generation maybe that think it's okay to work like that, but people are scared they're going to lose employees and everything. And like Trump says, okay, good.
Right.
You know, we'll get by without them, you know, and that's going to create some unemployment. But I think they're going to, and they may run into some union issues and other things, but people need to go to work.
Yeah,
and let them work flex time or let them work some different schedules.
Mm-hmm.
But this whole thing of, I don't want to come to work, you know, I want to work at home, that's the inmates running the asylum. And I know you're not supposed to, that's a phrase you're not supposed to say, but it sure fits.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. It's they're dictating the terms of the agreement, which
is employment. And, you know, that just don't work. I mean, it works for some of us, for some things, but I really, and I've told people, I've told members of my family, some of my most valuable contacts in my life have come from work, being in the building, working together, you know, as a group, being there in the same room. Yes, we had hard times at times, but the bond that you get with people from work, if it's nothing more than employee versus management, you still, it's just an important bond of people that love you. And if you're in the hospital, they'll come and see you and all that. If you're remote like this on, you know, on Zoom or whatever you're doing, it, you don't get those kind of relationships.
Well, you're, but you're
very
coming,
superficial.
You're coming from a really good point because you've had to work at a station. You've had to work at a studio.
Absolutely.
I have had to work.
And those were all the important things. And this stuff,
right,
like teaching like this or anything else, it works,
right,
for,
right,
some things, and it's great. But it's not a cure-all, and it's not a great way to run a business. It just isn't.
Now, you've got a whole – there's a whole generation that doesn't know anything but that. There's a whole –
we got a whole generation of people that doesn't know what it's like for a country to be threatened. We
That's
got a whole
also
generation
true.
That
That's
doesn't know
true.
What war is or doesn't know what a veteran is because that, they haven't had any.
That's also,
you know,
true.
In the 2000s,
also
really.
True. But
you
I
know,
agree
no
with
Iraq
you.
War, no Iran war, no Korea, no Vietnam, none of
yeah.
that of what people had to do. You know, those awful wars that mostly were crap,
no.
particularly Vietnam.
Yeah, you're right about all that.
And so they're not threatened by anything. They don't realize that they just don't get it because the media is so, what is the word I'm looking for? Not honest.
Okay.
That they're not telling stories. They're dishonest. And not that they're lying per se, but the coverage. You know,
yeah.
just doing 10 stories about Trump being a jackass instead of one, and then tell me what's going on everywhere else.
Right.
You know,
yeah, that's true. That is
they
true.
They just pound, 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 and it doesn't work. And it's totally cost them their jobs now
in the end. You're
but
right. You're right.
This, I mean, you go to military.com, you can go to a lot of other places still and get the news. You know, the whole drones thing.
Boy, that took forever to come out, didn't it? I mean, that,
I don't
and
know
that
what
still
the,
isn't out.
Who knows
out.
What it's, the truth is? You know, you go back, number one, you've got the guy from Homeland Security said everything is okay, and he's the one that told us the border was okay. So he's
yeah,
really
so
got
we
a
don't
lot
trust
of
that guy already,
ability
yeah.
anyway.
Yeah.
But you've got the balloon thing that came over the country
yeah, it was
where
fine.
Everybody said, don't worry about it, don't worry about it. And then we finally had to get an F-22 to shoot it out of the skies.
That's right, yeah.
You know, finally when they've had enough, when they realized it was doing some maybe bad
shady
things.
Stuff. Yeah.
So I think personally, and we're not told this, like Trump said, because he's getting briefings every day. He's knowing what's going on, and he knows what he can't say.
Mm-hmm.
He don't want to go to get impeached on the first day of office.
Right.
So they're telling him things now that, you know, he could get in trouble if he tells us. But he said, the government knows what this is.
Yeah.
And if you don't, and if they don't know what it is, you know, shoot it down or something, he said. But some of the most, if it's little, let's do, take it this way. If it's little green man coming to probe you and all that stuff, they're not going to use FAA-approved lighting.
No.
You know, up there blinking with the flash and the strobe
right.
and all the things you've got to
right.
have to have a legal
right.
drone. Okay? Okay. Now, if it's somebody else, if it's the bad guys coming up,
they're
not
going to
put lights on their drone.
Right.
They're going to not have any lights
right.
on there.
You're not going to see
so
it
everything
coming.
That people are seeing are lights in the sky. Those are not bad people because they wouldn't have lights in the sky
well,
to tell you they're coming.
Yeah, you're probably right. So it doesn't make a lot of sense that people are concerned about being under attack. You know, I don't know what the solution to the drone thing is. I know you have to be licensed to fly one. If you're
yeah,
flying,
unless you don't.
Unless you don't
have your license.
Unless you don't.
And they
yeah.
obviously can't catch you, at least with the current situation.
It doesn't seem
but
like
I've
it.
But I've known for some time that Secret Service, they've had a deal, a drone killer deal, that if, you know, around football stadiums, they've been very worried about somebody flying drones
yeah,
around Super Bowls
sense.
And stuff like that. Well, they had some kind of anti-drone stuff that it's a jamming.
Mm-hmm.
It jams the frequency
so they
of
can't
the drone.
Function.
So the
yeah.
drone goes back home. Or goes down
mm-hmm.
when you jam the frequency because
okay.
you're it's in contact with your controller. That's
mm-hmm.
how it's guided. And I don't know, you know, people just can't seem to tell the truth. The government, then they let this go way too far. So you've got some people just cutting the monkey out there,
mm-hmm.
and then you may be having some people doing some surveillance on things when they're near Camp Pendleton or near that weapons storage base in New Jersey.
Who knows?
Might
yeah.
be the bad guys that are up with a legal drone.
Also
with a legal
true.
Drone,
also
bad
true.
Guys that are surveilling. But you can get everything you want just about on a legal satellite now. But maybe sometimes up close, you know, you can only zoom in so far.
Mm-hmm.
And with these 4K and great cameras that are on these drones now, if you went out and wanted to see exactly the movement of what's going on, people say, well, I've seen these things as big as refrigerators up there. Well, the people in Hollywood fly drones as big as refrigerators.
Yeah,
that are
yeah.
They use those now, and they put a big old camera on them. And they do. They don't use a helicopter most of the time anymore. They use a drone.
I watched. I was driving. It's probably been a month or two ago, but I was driving through some of the cornfields. We have a lot of cornfields here, and you know, obviously agriculture all over this state. And I was driving to work one day, and it was light out, and I saw probably the size of two bathtubs side by side, flying down a row of corn, spraying.
Spraying. They do agricultural spraying because they don't do the – some of people still do the planes.
Yeah, but this was not.
But when they can, they're using drones now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was close proximity, so it wasn't getting spray all over the place. It was spraying just the plant. I'm sure it's cheap.
It gets closer than an agricultural plane can do. Those daredevils that were flying, that still fly on the cotton fields in the south.
Drone
technology is doing all kinds of
things. And I saw nobody standing around. There was nobody. I mean, somebody was flying from somewhere, but I didn't see
them. They're watching it on a camera, playing it like a video game.
Yeah, maybe so. But just fascinating. So, yeah, they're getting used in all kinds of industry.
Yes.
And so, yeah, you're going to see more of that. And they've tried to license and keep everybody.
But see, I think also this was one that very easily what this could have been. And they would have used lights because they weren't trying to hide.
Mm-hmm.
It could have been something from Space Command. Because in the war in Ukraine, one thing they've had over there are swarm drone attacks.
Yes, they have,
And they're from Iran or from wherever, and they come in swarms of a bunch.
Mm-hmm.
And see, we can't use our million-dollar missiles shooting down a swarm of drones.
Right.
So we're trying to figure out how to fight them. How we do, you can jam them, mm-hmm. and then sometimes laser because you go, with some laser guided thing. There are different ways that we've got to figure out how we're going to fight drones.
Sure, sure.
And so, very easily, could have been when you see the things looking over areas, in New Jersey that are important or California, could have been a military exercise trying to put drones up to see if anybody's going to catch them.
Oh, sure.
And where they can just come right in with a bomb over the fence and take you out. And then don't have to go through the gate. Can come right over.
Yeah, it's scary.
You could have done it anyway with the plane, but it's a little harder because those are all marked and people are watching them. But drones, unless you got a special gizmo, because they do all come down with a number and a license.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're military like Iran, that just goes through.
Who cares?
So it could be people trying to check our systems to see if they were, if we were going to catch them, and then it got out of control.
Yeah.
They just didn't want to tell anybody, being secret all the time.
It could be. I mean, there's a lot of stuff we don't know. The entire Area 51 was
people
created.
Saw lights, and for years, there have been things out west people have seen, and it turned out it was the stealth fighter plane. It was the B-1 bomber.
Yeah,
and it was all kinds of different things.
I will say, though, it doesn't hurt, and I'm not saying don't be, but for people to be vigilant in what they see in the sky. I mean, that's also important, too. I mean, we don't know for sure. So, it's the whole thing is just fascinating. And when you couple that with all these things that we've been through this year and into 2025, you've got to throw in there AI. I mean, AI is...
We don't even know what that's going to do.
That's going to be a whole nother thing,
It's going to really be a big court case this year coming up of what people have sold their voices, sold their likenesses to
all
train these AI computers. And, I'm using AI... photography, you can clean up pictures now
so much better
than you ever could before. I think AI, I have the Apple artificial intelligence in my new phone.
How has that changed how you use your phone much? Has it?
I'm asking questions that I used to ask to Alexa.
Yeah.
Like, for example, I didn't know they'll do it right here. Hey Siri, what is the Gasparilla Bowl? And so it tells me right here, the Gasparilla Bowl is an annual NCAA-sanctioned postseason college football game played in the Tampa Bay area.
Hmm. Yeah, great. Yeah.
Now, I used to ask Alexa that, and Alexa would tell me, maybe, if I knew.
Sometimes.
But I haven't been able to stump this very much.
Interesting.
And it prints it out because I don't have the voice turned on. There may be a voice that goes with it. But I've cut that off as well as the notifications. But yes, it's definitely used how I've used. I don't know all the different ways, but I am using it. It's been very helpful.
Yeah.
On stuff like that. When I don't know, I could type it in, but if I can just ask it, and it shows that that takes me less trouble than going to Google.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I've seen a few commercials where people are talking like it's a friend. Hey, thanks for reaching out. You know,
now, I haven't
Genesis
done the thing. I did it once, but I haven't figured how to do it smoothly, where you write a letter to somebody and it mm-hmm. cleans it up.
I did a while back. I wrote not necessarily a letter, but I wrote, I said, I have $100,000 and I want to get into the portable toilet business. Make me a business plan and give me some company names. And it took about 5 minutes.
Okay.
And I had everything. Everything. Here's how much you spend. Here's how many you buy. Here's what you spend on marketing.
Wow.
Here are five different names of companies that you could try to use. And
I just haven't had a situation to tell me about that. You know, I mm-hmm. did ask it about me. What do I do? What are some of the things I do in my job, you know, for radio?
And, yeah.
And maybe I told it some of the things. But anyway, it listed all the, I didn't realize I did all those things, but I do.
It's
you
fairly
know, I mean,
accurate,
it was,
yeah.
Yeah. It was pretty amazing. It's AI is going to be good and bad, and then where the things people you know could create pictures and create
yeah,
different things.
Yeah, that part's rough.
Nuts.
Yeah.
It's nuts. You know, one thing that's going to happen in the new year, and I'm really happy about this. It seems like the movie business at the theater is going to come back this year.
Well, I sure hope so.
It started to pick up in 2024, mm-hmm. but in 2025. There's a new Jurassic Park. There's a new Superman. There's a new Mission Impossible. There's a new Wicked.
Mm.
There's a bunch of stuff that's going to be good that you're only going to be able to see at the theater.
I like that. I like that.
And, you know, if they could just make the theater, you know, where it's not $50 for two people to go and have a popcorn and a Coke. I mean.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if that's gone.
That's not good.
My wife went to a theater the other day and she said, oh my gosh, we have to go. She went with one of our children and they went and saw Wicked when it came out. And so they went during the day, whatever. And she came back and she said, oh my gosh. She said the seats were, you know, 3 feet wide. They were leather.
Yeah.
It was so nice. I mean, you bring that, you give me that and maybe a beer and a movie and something good to eat.
It's just the big thing is the cost. It really is.
Yeah, it's expensive. But I mean,
and also, you know, they don't have enough people. So when I went to Wicked, I didn't go to Wicked that day. I went to Gladiator.
Mm-hmm.
So I had my ticket, you know, the barcode thing. You have to buy it. They don't really have a ticket window most places anymore.
Yeah.
So you got to buy it online. They do your little square
scan,
thing there. And then I went off to the theater. I couldn't get a Coke or a popcorn or anything at any price because the line was completely backed up. It must have been 50 people, 100 people, because they had two or three people working back there. Because they weren't geared up to be successful anymore.
Now, the theater that my wife went to, they'll bring it to your seat.
Well, if they have enough people, I'm sure they would.
Yeah,
but this
they come
case,
with
this
a waiter.
And had like one person kind of zapping you to come in.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had three or four people back there at the most doing the Coke and popcorn and doing all that. And it couldn't handle it.
That's interesting.
So,
well, I'd like to see a comeback because that would be
but
a
anyway,
lot of fun.
That's a good thing that's coming back.
Yeah, I like that.
Someone's got to fix college football.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not in the new year, but pretty soon because it's going to crash and burn in its current way that it's doing things.
I don't
things.
Disagree. I can't.
It's bad. It's really bad. And, you know, the Democratic Party, we need two parties. We do.
Yeah.
And they got to quit being so extreme.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they've got to fix themselves. And they know it, and that's going to be like pulling teeth on a horse.
I agree.
They won't. There's just so many. And it's hard with the Republicans. You've got the nut factor of the Republican Party that's in there. And they're loud and they're crazy. And, you know, they're going to probably blow out this Speaker of the House. Because he's not radical enough for them.
It's interesting.
And the Democrats, you know, are rooting and scheming, you know, around for what they're trying to do as the minority party. They don't like that.
Oh, I've even seen talk
so they're
of
doing
getting
everything they can to getting, set the people up and make the other people fail.
I've seen talk of getting rid of the Electoral College and all kinds of.
Oh, yeah. They don't like the Supreme Court.
Oh, boy. It's interesting.
And, you know, it's funny, you know, back in the 60s
mm-hmm.
when the Democrats were in charge. And they had Earl Warren as Chief Justice. The Republicans were trying to get rid of the Supreme Court.
It was the other way around.
So, you know, it just depends on whose ox is being gored of whether or not you're into things. So,
well, wasn't
but
it?
Yeah, you're seeing the people getting these judges, instead of being, you know, impartial,
mm-hmm.
their walks, And so you're running into that, the district court level, because you had 8 years of Obama, mm-hmm. 8 years of Clinton putting those in. And then you had, you know, 8 years of Bush, but he put some stuff in there for sure. Mm-hmm. Then you had 4 years of it's really depends on what part of the country it's in.
Yeah, yeah.
Because these are lifetime appointments. So,
right.
Yeah, it's the courts are an interesting situation that may get more high profile. If, you know, we'll see. They're going to have to answer some big questions though this year.
No doubt about it. Well, Jimmy, obviously this is going to be our last show of 2024. So I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I know you do that and you're doing with your family, and also a Happy New Year and all that. And I'm excited about 2025 and have enjoyed the last several years of doing this. And I look forward to another great one.
Me too. And, you know, if you want to keep up with me on Facebook, it's Ask Jimmy Carter. That's the public Facebook. You don't have to be approved mm-hmm. or anything. You just go there. And then the YouTube channel is where you can hear this. If you're trying to explain to somebody, you know, wherever you got it, you can also get it on YouTube
right on.
And everywhere else, right?
You got Spotify, it. Yep. Apple, Amazon,
so,
Google.
You know, that's there. And YouTube is such a great place to go down a rabbit hole.
Well, and we've been talking a little bit, so don't be surprised if next year this podcast doesn't come with video.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say. We got some things up our sleeve. There you go. And by the
Okey-dokey.
Way, before yes. I let everybody go, I want to thank all the listeners that have been part of this podcast. We hope to double our size next year, and just like we did the first year, and get bigger and bigger. But we appreciate everybody listening to it.
Yes, we do. We'll try to get better. Try to do amazing things in 2025.
Indeed. Things get better with age, right? That's what they say.
I hope so.
All right, Jimmy. Until next time, until next year, I'm Derek Walker.
Yes.
He is.
Jimmy Carter. Good day.
Good day.